This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Don't let the devil tell you the lie that if you married the right person, that it would just happen naturally and you wouldn't have to work at it. That's just not true. Hi, I'm Jimmy Evans, co-host of the Marriage Today podcast. Today we have a great teaching for you that I pray grows your marriage and blesses you as you seek to center your marriage on Christ. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast channel to be notified of every new show. God bless you. This is kind of a play on words here of striking your sexual match. I want to talk about igniting the sexual passion and deepening the intimacy of your relationship. Let me say this. Good sex is always intentional. You may have been, naturally, obviously attracted to each other sexually when you met, but we can enjoy sex for the rest of our married lives. You know, research proves that people are enjoying sex 70s, 80s, longer than ever because we're living longer and because of medical technology. But it's always intentional. It's never by accident. And listen, don't let the devil tell you the lie that if you married the right person, that it would just happen naturally and you wouldn't have to work at it. That's just not true. You always have to put energy into the relationship regardless. But the other thing about striking your sexual match is it's how to take the natural differences that are between us and to make them dynamic rather than dangerous. God made us different by his design. We're very, very different. And when you understand those differences, it's dynamic. But when you don't, it's a very dangerous thing. About one third of women are more sexual than their husbands. Okay, and most men, especially younger men, are more sexual than their wives. Now, I want to tell you a dynamic that happens in marriage, and that is men peak sexually when they're about 20 years old. Women peak sexually when they're about 40 years old. Isn't that cruel of God? I mean, you're thinking, why didn't God make us where we peak at the same time? And let me tell you why. He wanted there to be some constructive years in there and not where we, drop off the face of the earth for several years just having sex and like that. So the men peak sexually at 20 years old. Women peak sexually about 40 years old. So here's typically the scenario that happens in marriage. You have a young couple that marries. Within weeks, she's convinced she married a pervert, okay? Because he wants sex all the time and she doesn't want to feed the monster. If you want to kill a monster, you don't feed it. And so she's thinking, if I keep giving him sex, I'm just feeding the monster and I'd want to kill the monster. So I'm going to just look at him, browbeat him, tell him there's something wrong with you. You need to go see Pastor Jimmy. And he doesn't go for that because it's a need that he genuinely has. And for men, they don't need a lot of romancing. I mean, they really don't. Men can be ready for sex at the shortest notice. And just about any place is okay for it. They don't need a special setting. They don't need anything like that. They, just out in the woods somewhere, just somewhere with a little privacy, not even complete privacy. They're fine with that. Okay. That's a young man. Okay. Then she, on the other hand, she has to be romanced to be sexual. She's not as naturally sexual as he is, so she has to be romantic. She has to have a special setting for that, and if he's going to have good sex with her, he's going to have to pay attention with her all day. They're not just going to jump in bed and have sex. He's going to have to pay attention with her all day. He's going to have to be a good husband all day. So that's the way God designed it. So then he gets older. He's getting older, and as he's getting older, his testosterone's dropping, which doesn't mean he doesn't need sex anymore, but it just means he's becoming a little less sexual, a little bit more emotional. All of a sudden, they meet at 40, and that's a wonderful year, 40.
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Because she's reaching her sexual peak. She's not as self-conscious about sex. She's more in tune with her body. She's less afraid typically of getting pregnant. And so all of a sudden now, this is a pretty good time in life right here, is 40. And now he starts getting older. And as he's getting older, his testosterone is dropping. And now all of a sudden, he can't perform as quickly as he used to. And he needs a little bit of romancing. And he's saying, I don't want my wife just get in bed and have sex with me. I want her to talk with me before. And she says, honey, I want sex. And he says, I have a headache. I have a headache. What? It's like a role reversal. It's really kind of like a payback. Remember that headache you had for 3 years? Now I've got it. And so let me talk about matching libidos for just a minute. You'll very rarely have matching libidos unless you buy some kind of a drug that I don't know of. Matching libidos, and what matching, this is what, again, the devil wants you to think that there's a person out there for you that they're always going to feel just like you feel and what just want just what you want, and every time you look at each other, it just happens, you know. You jump in bed, it just happens. But you're married to this dud, and you say you want sex, and that's the last thing on her mind, and you're thinking, I wish I had a sexual wife. Then maybe it's, I wish I had a sexual life. Okay, listen, matching libidos. It doesn't happen very often. But let me say, there are those times in marriage where you have matching libidos and you have sex. It's fantastic. You both want the same thing at the same time. You have fantastic sex. Have it. First of all, wherever you are, have it. Okay. When you get finished, okay, go to the trophy shop. Buy a plaque. And on the plaque, have it engraved and said, at this moment in time and at this place, we had matching libidos and had great sex. Go home and hang it wherever you had sex. And maybe in your lifetime, you'll accumulate several. And when you walk by it, touch it, cry. Remember, and get over it. Because it doesn't happen that often. Great sex in marriage happens by us committing to meeting each other's sexual needs. I'm committed. And you walk up and pinch me on the rear and say, I'd like to have sex, and say, well, it's actually the last thing on my mind, but okay. And here's what happens. You weren't thinking about it before, but the more sex you have, the more sex you can have. You use it or lose it. And you may not have been interested before, but during the act, you become interested, and the bonding happens. Hundreds of powerful chemicals and hormones are released in our bodies to bond us to each other, to create goodwill, and to create get rid of stress. I mean, this is what happens when we're having sex. It kills stress. It literally bonds us together and makes us feel closer. So the issue is, it doesn't matter how I felt about it before. There's only one thing that matters. You're my husband. You're my wife. I am the only place where you can legally and legitimately get your sexual needs met. I will not strange you. I will meet your sexual needs with a good attitude for the rest of your life. Okay. And if there's something wrong with me where I can't, I will quickly go get help. I will not leave you in a relationship where you can't get your needs met.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with XO Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out xomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.